Hello everyone and welcome to the very first episode of Let's Align podcast. I'm your host Ruhi and I'm so glad you're here. Since this is our very first episode, let me begin with thanking each one of you for tuning in today. Through this podcast, I hope to create a space for honest conversations. Now, for our very first episode, we are going to talk about something that holds so many of us back. Yes, I'm talking about limiting beliefs. Joining me today is a very special guest, Becca Shaw, who has helped countless individuals transform their mindset and unlock their full potential. She is not just a holistic therapist, she is a vibrant beacon of healing and spirituality. But beyond her incredible skills, what truly sets her apart is her passion for uplifting others. Becca, firstly, a warm welcome and I'm so pleased to have you today. But before we get started into today's conversation, could you please share a little bit about yourself, your journey, and the work that you do?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Becca Shaw. I'm originally from England, but I'm currently in Canada. Amongst many, many holistic things that I do, one of the things that I am very, very passionate about right now is my work as an Akashic Records practitioner. And in that work, I help people with so many things in their lives, including what we're talking about today, which is limiting beliefs and, you know, fear of stepping into their power. So I just really, really love helping people. I love seeing their transformation. And more than anything else, I love to give that power to people so that they can uplift themselves.
That's a very beautiful introduction of yourself. I don't think I would have been able to do that. But I think before we get started, I would really want to say that world needs more Becca like you. Someone who uplifts others, someone who believes in helping others. So I'm very happy that I'm in conversation with you today. So let's begin our conversation. And now that the topic is about limiting belief, it means different to different set of people. So if you had to define limiting beliefs in the simplest way for someone who may not be familiar with the concept, how would you break it down in the simplest way?
Well, the simplest thing is that it's your own self-imposed limitations. So it's when you tell yourself, I can't do that. I'm not good enough for that. And so it's all things that we tell ourselves. It's that that little voice in our heads that tries to keep us small. And that forms a limiting belief, which simply just means that you're stopping yourself from growing. You're stopping yourself from trying new things or being confident. And this is literally the very base of a limiting belief.
I think as a young teen, even I have faced this problem where I always felt that, you know, maybe I'm not good enough to achieve certain certification or maybe you know, build relation with or form any kind of friendship with new people. I always had that problem. But I think over the years, it really helped me when I started looking at how exactly I am thinking about myself. And when I looked at it, I started, okay, this is something that's really stopping me to do something new. So how about giving it a try? The worst that can happen is it may not turn up the way I expect. So I think many people struggle with it, and limiting belief holds so many of us often without us even realizing it. In your experience, why do you think people struggle with these beliefs, and what makes them so hard to break?
Well, that's a very good question, and a lot of the time it does stem from your childhood. So it's maybe family or teachers, even friends, who tell you things about yourself. So maybe, oh, they're not good at this subject at school, or, you know, they're too loud or whatever it is. And so that becomes ingrained in you, right? So you think, well, you know, my peers or, you know, people older than me that know better than me, tell me what I am. And so you begin to believe that. And that's why it's so hard to get rid of that. That's why it's so hard to reprogram that in your mind, because you've been told at such a young age when you're growing, when you're learning about the world and who you are, you're getting your identity. So it becomes ingrained in your very being. You become that person that you've been led to believe as a child. So the way that you have to do that is to really sit with that and ask yourself, well, is that true? Like, you know, am I, you know, overweight, or am I unlovable? You know, like, some of these things are really hurtful that people will tell you. And it's that repetition. When people repeat over and over, oh, your nose is too big. Oh, I don't like your teeth. You know, you start to really think, well, that must be true, because I'm always told.
We get quite conscious even without realizing that someone has really commented about something. It could be about our appearance. It could be about the way we conduct ourselves or the way we communicate with others. Definitely, I did go through this as a young teen, and not just as a young teen. When I started my career, I was definitely part of the groups where my peers were a lot more senior to me. And I felt intimidated, at least in the beginning of my career, where I always felt that, okay, this person is senior to me and I don't think I'll be able to question something that isn't right. So those were my limiting beliefs. But yes, over the years, through a lot of learnings and experiences, I think I have really, improved in that space. And now I'm in a situation where if something isn't convincing, I definitely make it a point that I voice out my opinion. So what do you suggest when someone starts noticing those patterns that they have limiting beliefs, or when they start believing a little more on others about what they say about us? What should one do when they notice that they get to see those patterns in themselves about limiting
beliefs?
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, you do have to sit with it and you have to think, well, is that true? Because more often than not, it's not true. It's not your truth. You know, even if like it is something physical, it's it doesn't mean that it's bad, you know, and you know, you can fix things if you really need to, yeah. Or you can just learn to love it. You can love to, you know, anything about yourself, because that's what it has to be. You have to get into that self-love. You know, you have to accept all of you, because your flaws are what make you you as well. So if you're asking yourself, is this true? Usually the answer is no. If you're really honest with yourself, the answer is that these limiting beliefs are not true. And so you have to, like you said yourself, you have to then step out in the world with the confidence to change that, right? And congratulations you for doing that, because that's amazing that you worked out to do that for yourself, because that's all you need to do. You just have to be brave and realize the worst thing that can happen is it just doesn't work out. And then you've learned from that.
Absolutely.
You have learned from that as well.
Yeah. I so wish that, you know, when I was young, in my teen, or when I just started my career, I wish I had someone who could just tell me that it's absolutely okay if you are slightly different from others. I think it's all about our conditioning, where we are told that certain people think different about you. So maybe you have to get adjusted to what the norm is. But I'm glad. No regrets, I would say, but I would definitely see them as learnings, because I have really evolved as an individual over the years. How have you seen limiting beliefs show up in everyday life, be it in careers, relationships, or personal growth?
Literally, it will show up everywhere. So in relationships, that's not just like romantic ones, that's family, friends, colleagues. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's things like, you know, I'm not worthy of that connection, I'm unlovable, or I'm or you overgive. Mm-hmm. You overgive in your relationship, but you don't expect anything in return, because you don't feel you deserve that. You just feel you need to give everything and never receive, right? With the career, it mm-hmm. might be that you don't feel worthy enough to get that promotion, or to ask for the raise, or, you know, or go for that dream job. You should just stay in your, you know, your little first job that you ever started in, because you're not brave enough to even go back to school to go and learn something, to go and do the job of your dreams, right?
Yeah.
And personal growth, obviously, that's very similar, because you're not going on these adventures. You're not learning these new hobbies because you don't feel that you're able to. And this also shows up in things like your health. Oh, well, you know, I can't have a healthy lifestyle because genetically I'm prone to whatever, or, you know, you won't change your lifestyle or your diet because you tell yourself these stories. Financial stuff as well. Very, very big one is finances, because with your finances, money's the root of all evil, or, oh, people like me don't get rich. We don't, you know, deserve to have the nice house and all that stuff. Like, I come from a poor family, so I'll stay poor, you know, that kind of thing. Literally, they show up everywhere. Every single aspect of your life, you will find a negative belief, unfortunately.
Speaking about the limited belief, I would definitely want to share my own experience. I always felt that healthy lifestyle is something that I can never think of, leave about affording. But when I started looking at people who are a lot more older to me, could be in their 60s, 50s, I could get inspired by looking at them, because what they did was just the basics, like walking, jogging, having a healthy meal, good enough sleep. That's something that has really inspired me over the years. Now, I made it a routine for 2025 that I'll not have very high level goals, just 30 minutes walk every day, no matter what, be it in the morning or evening. Let me break it in like 10 minutes in the entire day, 10 minutes three times, or 30 minutes at a stretch. So that has really helped me. I always felt I don't think I'll be able to do it. But until I started getting into that habit, now it has become a habit. And now when I don't go for a walk, I keep thinking, you know, what is it that I'm missing today? So that's one of the shifts that has happened to me in 2025. And I'm so thankful to all those people who really inspired me without knowing. So thanks to all of those people. Now, let's talk about awareness. How can someone recognize that they actually have the limiting beliefs in first place? Because what I feel is that many people do not even have that awareness that they are thinking certain way. But how do you think someone can recognize?
Well, absolutely what you were saying, like become aware of what those limiting beliefs are and how they're affecting your life. And do one little thing a day that will change that. So for you, it's that walking, which is, I mean, walking is fantastic for mental and physical as well. So that's absolutely wonderful. Yes. That you've actually incorporated that. And like you say, like when you don't do it, you feel like, you know, you're missing out on something, that there's something missing from your day. And that's absolutely fantastic. So what people need to do is, like I said, you listen to that internal monologue. Every time you're going about your day and you hear a negative thought in your head, just pause and say, well, one minute, I don't believe that. I don't think that's right. You know, I'm going to go do that. And what people don't understand is that little voice is their ego. And people think the ego is bad, but the ego is there to protect you. So it's from the days when we, you know, were hunted, or we had like wild animals around us and stuff, and we had to stay safe. So your ego is trying to keep you small to keep you safe. It loves you. It's a part of you that truly loves you. But now we don't need that, and it's overactive. So you just need to listen to that negative thought and say, you know what? It's okay. And you can sort of think of it as a child and say, it's okay. I'm good. We're going to go be brave. And you can just tell your ego to go sit in the corner and sit this one out, right? And then, you know, you also need to see your behaviors as well. Like, just notice your own behaviors in the day. Like, how are you keeping yourself small? How are you hindering yourself? How are you keeping yourself from achieving the things that you want to do? Are you scrolling on your phone all day? Or are you using your phone to do a class or listen to a podcast that's going to inform you about things and help you learn stuff? Or are you just doom scrolling through your phone with stuff that isn't anything that you're going to remember tomorrow or in the next hour? Yeah.
So that's really true. So I was reading a book some time ago, and I read something really inspiring in it that whenever any negative thought, as you were speaking about negative thoughts, whenever any negative thought comes to you and you feel that you're not good enough, the trick here is to take a step back and really think, is it in this moment or is it my reality? And that brings in the entire difference. I do that quite often. At times, there's a lot of work, a lot of deliverables that I have to meet, and they are like never-ending working hours. I do get overwhelmed at times. So what I prefer to do is just pause for a while, try to distract my mind for some time. So I give 1 minute to myself and do nothing. Just do nothing. Just observe. Just think what's happening around me. And I just try to focus on things around me. You won't even realize how does this 1 minute pass by. Oh, so that has really helped me. So I just wanted your insights on it, because I'm pretty sure there could be a lot of people out there who may be facing this issue and they may not be even aware about it. For someone who has just started this journey, what's one small step they can take today to break free from a limiting belief?
You need to identify one thing, and one thing only, mm-hmm. and then take action. Take action to counteract that. You know, like you said, you go for a walk. That is your one thing that you've decided to put into action. And, this could be anything. It doesn't need to be a walk. It could just be that every time you hear your negative thought, you make yourself stop and you just question it and just really, like, without judgment, without anything, just say, no, I don't choose to believe that. And then in your actions, prove that you don't believe that. Just every day, whenever you think that thing coming up, prove to yourself that that mm-hmm. is not true. And that's all you need to do, just these small little things once a day.
I think consistency is the key. It's not about making things perfect. It's about being consistent. So coming back to your point, how do we suggest someone who gets any negative thoughts? I'm pretty sure it's quite challenging to think something positive in difficult situations. What's the trick here? How to tackle that situation? Because mind plays with our emotions and we just get carried away. It did happen to me years ago, but now I'm really in a safe space. I can definitely say that. But for someone who has just started looking into this aspect, negative thoughts come in and it's easier said than done, try to focus on something positive. It may not be so helpful for someone who has just started. So what's your...
Yeah, like this whole... positivity can be quite toxic, right? Like it's very... It is not this quick fix. It's not this magic wand that you can wave. And so you don't have to be positive for positive sake. You just need to question it. But mm-hmm. what I would say to people is, what would a really good friend of yours or a really close family member who really does love you and support you, not the ones that gave you the limited beliefs in the first place, what would they say about you? And really, really... be honest with yourself. Like what do they say about you? If you were to say to them, say one nice thing about me, what would they say? And that's the thing. Like, and then also think of all the things that you say to yourself that are negative. Would you ever say that to them, to that family member, to that close friend?
Exactly. Absolutely not.
Right? So why don't you say that to yourself? Why don't you care for yourself as much as you care for your friend or your family member? Right? And that's what's really sad. We hold ourselves to such a high standard and we don't let ourselves rest. Now, that's not to say that we need to procrastinate. Like, you still need to do stuff. But, you know, the dishes will be done later. If you're exhausted, sit down for 5 minutes. Have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate. Watch your favorite show for 20 minutes. And then you can go do the dishes. You don't have to do it now. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. That's the thing. We chastise ourselves so much and it's unnecessary. Why do we do that? What do we need to do that for? All it serves is to make us not like ourselves or get upset or feel like we've not achieved something. And we need to be more gentle with ourselves. We need to be more understanding and we need to love ourselves as we love other people or our pets. If you hate people, like, you know, I'm sure you have a pet that you love more than anything in the world, right? You would never say to your pet things that you say to yourself, right?
That's very classic example that you gave about the pets. I'm pretty sure our listeners who have pets, they can definitely relate to it. Let's also look at what role does patience and self-compassion play in this process, in this entire process of, you know, ignoring those limiting beliefs and rather looking at it from different lens also.
So much patience. You've got to have so much patience and love for yourself to do this. Because it's not a quick fix. It's not one day you wake up and every time you have a negative thought, you say, no, I don't believe that. And you never have it again. It's going to keep repeating. It's going to keep coming back until you can get into that routine where you can literally shut down all those negative thoughts or literally go out and do something. It's like when you learn a new hobby or something, you don't just say, well, I want to learn to paint, and you pick up your paintbrush and suddenly you're doing these beautiful masterpieces.
Yeah, it takes patience.
You have to learn the techniques, right? You have to learn how to use the brush, or maybe you don't even use a brush and use all these different things, you know, all these different tools to make these beautiful pictures. And your first ones are going to look awful. You know, they're not going to look beautiful and something you can put in a museum or an art gallery. They're just going to be your practice, right? And so patience is so important. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get so frustrated with yourself. Why can't I just say something nice to myself? You know, why can't I just go and be brave and do the thing that I want to do? Mm-hmm. But you'll get there. And that's the thing, you have to keep repeating and persistence, and this will you'll be a changed person. You just do it for a week and you'll be a changed person. You do it for a month and you'll feel amazing, and like, I mean, a couple of months, 6 months, people aren't going to recognize you if they've not met you like for that long. Like, you're gonna change.
I can relate to it so much because 1 year ago when I started podcasting, trust me, I knew nothing about it. The only thing I knew is I want to get into this, turn my passion into reality. And I started. I didn't know anything. I knew what I want to talk about. I started from the scratch. I learned how to record. I learned how to edit, what scripting is needed. Voice modulation, everything. Trust me, there were times where I really wanted to give up because there was no one who was actually telling me that, you know, it is good, bad, ugly, how is it going? But then whenever that situation came in, I paused. I did not get into podcasting at that moment because I really wanted a fresh perspective. Once I was feeling better, I got back to it. And trust me, I did a lot better than the previous episodes. So definitely it's going to take time. So anyone who is into this, if they feel that it's going to happen in one instance, absolutely not. You really need to have patience. And above all, you need to be very compassionate towards yourself. The thing is that We are so kind to others that we forget that we got to be kind to ourselves as well. And we set standards so high for ourselves that we feel that you know, there shouldn't be any failure at all. So I think that's where is the problem. It's okay for us to accept that others make mistakes and we forgive them. But when it comes to ourselves, we become quite critical. That's something we should start conditioning our mind that it's absolutely okay to do mistakes. What is not okay is not learning from it. How can our listeners can stay motivated even when change feels low?
So, I mean, the walking is fantastic because you're getting into a different mindset as well as a different location, right? The walking, you can think, right? You can clear your head, literally. So the walking's a really, really fantastic one. Just something that you enjoy. And like I said, that could be as simple as like your favorite drink or something, or maybe do some drawing or something. Just something where you can take that time just to sort of center, take that those couple of minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, just to yourself. And then after that, then you say, now I'm going to go do the thing that I need to do. So whatever it is that you were trying to motivate yourself for, just take those couple of minutes first, mm-hmm. just to breathe, right? Just to center yourself, come back into your body. If your listeners know anything about things like grounding or meditation, just a small little thing like that, mm-hmm. like yeah, a couple of minutes of doing those kind of techniques. And then, okay, so what do I need to do? And or you can just go the complete opposite and you can become your own cheerleader, right? You can do all that sort of like, how would you motivate your friend, right? Like, let's go, let's do this. You're amazing. You're fantastic. And just off the top of my head, there's this really great thing with this with a mirror that you can do every day. And you literally look in the mirror. Most people use their bathroom mirror because they can do it first thing in the morning when they get up. But you look straight in the mirror, you look straight into your eyes, and you tell yourself wonderful things about yourself. Wonderful things like how beautiful you are, how confident you are, how amazing you are. And it's going to be really silly. It's going to be really awkward. You're going to smile. You're going to laugh. That's fantastic. Just do it every single morning. And then suddenly you realize one morning that you're not laughing anymore. You might be smiling, but you're not laughing anymore because you're actually believing it now. And like you said, with your walking, like if you miss it, you're going to think, well, I've missed out something today. What have I missed today? Or I don't feel as happy today, or I don't feel, you know, good today. Why is that? Because you miss doing this mirror thing in the morning, because it's like your pep talk every morning. And it doesn't need to be anything extravagant. It can literally just be a simple affirmation or, yeah, your hair looks great today, or whatever it is. Just say something, but look yourself in the eyes. And just, mm-hmm. it seems silly, but silly things that make you smile, make you laugh, that helps you to have those endorphins, that happy hormone rushing through your body. And you can also, whenever you feel that happiness, that joy, that excitement, just as you're feeling that, just touch your thumb and your first finger together. And that's called anchoring mm-hmm. it in. So then any time that you don't feel motivated, that you feel down on yourself, that you're having a negative thought, you just simply go like that. And that rush of positivity and happiness comes back in your body. It's like a switch. And that's an incredible thing as well for you, for everybody to try.
I really learned something new today, you know, the lot of techniques that you have spoken about. One thing that I would definitely want to know from you is, I'm aware about the grounding technique, but for our listeners who may not be aware about it, for those who are not aware about it, can you break it down in simple way? What exactly is this?
So grounding can be so many different ways. The easiest way is obviously to put your bare feet outside. You can even do it in the snow if you're brave. But yeah, so that's the easiest way. Or you can just put them on the floor and imagine roots, like roots of a tree coming out the bottom of your feet. If you're into crystals, any of those like dark ones, like the black obsidian, black tourmaline, any of those kind of darker stones or earthy stones, you can hold those, or and that will help bring you, it's all about centering yourself and bringing yourself back into your body. Breathing is a great one, so that deep breaths, so you can do like a deep breath in for the count of four, you can hold your breath for the count of seven, and then you can exhale really slowly for the count of eight, and do that maybe three times. It just brings you back into the awareness of your body. There's so many different ways that you can do it, and you can even do with food and with drink as well, so anything that's from the ground. So carrots, potatoes, all of those things that you pull from the ground, eat those, or teas, especially root teas. So dandelion root, burdock root, all of these root teas are really, really grounding for you.
That's so simple way you said it. Talking about the limiting beliefs, do you think jotting down or, you know, writing your thoughts about what you actually believe that is stopping you from growing. In short, I would say, it can journaling help someone in, you know, identifying the limiting beliefs they have?
Absolutely. Journaling is a fantastic way, because you're putting your thoughts down on paper. And either you can put it in your journal and you can write down all of the negative things and then, you know, question them. And say, well, is that really true? And why is that true? If it is, which it probably isn't. And if it isn't, well, why is it not true? What is it really? What is the truth to this statement? Or if someone's more sort of wants to get rid of, like in a more dramatic way, you can just write it on a piece of paper and burn it, obviously in a safe place. But you can write down your the things that you feel about yourself that are not things that you want to hold on to anymore. And you just pour all of that thought into that paper, and then you release it. You release it with the smoke.
I'm pretty sure our listeners are definitely going to try either of them, either journaling it, writing what exactly limiting beliefs they have, and start working towards it. Or go for the second option, you know, write it down and burn it away. You have also mentioned confidence and abundance. Can you share some mindset shifts that can help, you know, cultivate these qualities in one's life on a daily basis?
Affirmations especially. Those are just really short, very brief sentences, but they're very, very powerful. So you can journal to get the right ones, or you can meditate on it, or just come up with a good affirmation. And but it has to be in first person. So it has to be I or my or me. And it has to be in the present. So you don't say, you know, one day I would like this, or I would like to be more like that one day, or something like that. It's I am confident. I am abundant. I am special, you know, because words are incredibly powerful, and this will attract those energies to you. So whenever you speak negatively to yourself, your brain then looks into the world for things to show you that, yes, that statement is true. So if you say, you know, I am not abundant, I don't have any money, your brain's going to look for all the situations in that day that show you that you can't afford something, or that you don't have the money to go and do something. But if you say, I am abundant, I am wealthy, I am, like, money flows towards me in abundance, you know, your brain then looks for things to show you how abundant you are, how, you know, how loved you are, how rich you are. And this rewires, like we said very, very early in this podcast, it's all about rewiring your brain to notice the good things. And when you notice the good things, that becomes more your reality, because your words and your thoughts create your reality. And this is how we change and we get rid of these negative and limiting beliefs. And we just become a much happier, much more content being. And that then helps us when our cup is full, we're then able to help other people without getting depleted, mm-hmm. without feeling exhaustion. We can give love and help and happiness to other people much better if we have all that in ourselves already.
That's so lovely. The one that you said, our thoughts and our actions actually create our belief. I totally believe in it. The days where I feel that it's very difficult for me, trust me, I get to do things which are a lot more difficult. But once I start thinking a different way, saying that, okay, this is something difficult, I may not be able to tackle it right now, but I'll figure out. I'll see what best I can do and do everything in my capacity. I don't worry about the outcome because I have put in my best foot forward. I don't think, it really affected me so much now, because I used to struggle with this in the past. But now, as I called out in the beginning, that it has really helped me evolve as a person. So yes, to all our listeners, when you are going through any difficult situation, just think through what exactly is the reality. Is it the fact about you, or is it just in the moment? Now, we spoke so much about confidence, abundance, awareness. Are there any books or resources you would like to recommend for those who want to, deep deeper into this subject?
There's so much out there, but a very, very famous one I'm blanking on what it was on it. The Four Agreements. So I was going to say alignments. The Four Agreements is an amazing, amazing book. It's very, very famous. Mm-hmm. Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's really, really good book for helping you understand in a very simple way how to change your mindsets and things like that. So that's a really, really good one. Mm-hmm. For books about the Akashic Records, which I mentioned is something that I do to actually help with, it's a modality that I use to help with things like limiting beliefs. Linda Howe does an amazing mm-hmm. set of books on Akashic Records. And then people can actually see by reading those books how the Akashic Records can help with limiting beliefs, with confidence, with just everything, literally. And then, of course, there's things like YouTube for information and for the meditations. There's so much. Like, mm-hmm. I can't say how much YouTube is such a great tool for finding all of these different things to learn how to better yourself, how to overcome things. And of course, there's things like Mind Valley and stuff like that, which is this group that does amazing talks, kind of like TED Talks, which is also a good one. But they do these, mm-hmm. Mind Valley does very spiritual, holistic-y talks with amazing practitioners all over the world. And they have an abundance of stuff on this kind of subject. There are so many different things that you could look into, especially because lots of people, they don't like reading books so much anymore. So there's things in audio or visual form as well now, mm-hmm. which put all of them together and you're going to get a really well-rounded education in all of this.
Thank you so much for sharing all those, references that our listeners can go through. I'll definitely mention those in the description for our podcast. Where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your work or follow your journey? I have been lucky enough to get in touch with you and have this conversation. For those who would like to know more about you, where can they connect?
So the easiest one is probably Instagram. Instagram is at Holistic Becca. And on there, there's the link to my link tree, which has links to everything, like my website and different courses and things that I'm doing. If you're not on Instagram, you can also go on Facebook, which is at Ember Healing. And so that same thing has like a link to my link tree, and then that literally takes you on your little adventure and journey into all the things that I do, and see which things interest you the most about everything.
That's actually a lovely conversation that I had with you today, and I hope you equally enjoyed this conversation of ours. I'm sure our listeners will have a lot of questions, so definitely we would want to hear if you have any questions about this episode or anything that you would like to hear from Becca. As you heard, Becca has shared all her references where you can get in touch with her. You can also look for it in the description. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode, and what an insightful conversation, I would definitely say that. Becca, thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with us. Trust me, your expertise and your guidance on overcoming the limiting beliefs have been truly inspiring, and I know our audience will take away so much from this discussion. And so definitely I'm looking forward to have a conversation with you again in future. We are almost at the end of this episode. So thank you once again, Becca, for being here, and for everyone else who have tuned in. Thank you for being part of this journey. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and join me in my mission for better thoughts and better world. Until next time, take care and keep growing. Thank you so much, Becca.